Today, we are going to talk about Jesus. And how you and I have become a part of him, or we are his body. And he said to me, he said, explain to the people some things, because in teaching and preaching, he told me, and so what am I to do but say, yes, Lord? What am I to say? He's right. Is that right? And so I'm going to explain some things and share some things. And I believe you're going to see Jesus in a different, in a clear light, or more, you have more revelation of who you are with him. If you would open your Bibles to the 14th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew Gospel, chapter 14. There's some other things the Lord wants to do. I need to say this and then do it. Hallelujah. Matthew Gospel, chapter 14, 14:13. And let's do King James. Let's do King James. Hallelujah. Let's do King Jimmy. When Jesus heard of it, is verse 13. When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. What did they do? On foot. Out of the cities. Notice the cities are plural. Jesus went forth and saw what? Jesus went forth and he saw a great multitude. What happened when he saw the multitude? What happened? He was moved with compassion towards who? And what happened after he? My subject, he was moved with compassion. He was moved with compassion. And and he said, I want you to explain some things to my people, because he said, even you did it till I got you corrected. And I don't know if you know it, but you're going to see it a little clear after we say this. He said, the ways the way many have preached about God going to get you for this, He's going to get you for that. Then you preach sin, sin of adultery, sin of fornication, sin of drunkenness, sin of, and just going down the list, lying, cheating. Fornication, adultery, drugs, addiction, cussing, fussing, and fighting. You know, you preach that. And which is true, is sin, right? He said, but hear what you hear. He said, here's what you done wrong. You preached it like I was angry with them. And you got to see this. And because you gave that twain, you drove them to the sin instead of them coming to me. He said, sin is, he said, the reason why I mention sin and let you know it, because it will destroy you. It'll never help you. And you, every time you hear, you need to be aware of the danger of sin. As he asked this question, he said, what farmer, what person that own sheep and lamb, have them fastened up in a pen? Listen to this. Anybody you know that have a good pen, healthy sheep and lamb, and they're fastened up in the pen. He said, what farmer, what person that owned those sheep you know will open the gate and turn a pack of wolves loose on them? Not a single person would do that. He said, when people run from me, they don't know, and they run to sin, they don't know. It's just like turning a pack of wolves loose in their lives. Instead of running to him for protection. Now here's the story. Herod married his brother Philip's wife. This is a story. And John the Baptist, which was Jesus' cousin, told him, says, it ain't right for you to have her as your wife. And her name, I think her name was Herodias. She didn't like it. She had it in for John the Baptist. She hated him. Just tell the truth. She hated him. She was looking for some way she could get at him. So they arrested John and had him put in prison for whatever reason. And she knew about it. So Herod had a birthday party. Is that right? And when Herod had his birthday party, he invited his friends. You know how you do when you have your party, you invite your friends. And Herod's daughter danced for Herod and his guests. And it pleased Herod, so he said, girl, whatever you want. Whatever you want, girl, I'll give it to you. Up to half of my kingdom. Boy, he was really out there. I mean, a fellow gonna give away half of his kingdom for a dance. She must have danced good. Some kind of good. I ain't never seen nobody dance like that. But anyway,